Now, many children arriving with their parents at the U.S. border have been separated from their parents after a policy change from the Trump administration increased the number of people arrested at the border. The images of children in holding areas have sparked protests around the country, and the practice has been condemned by faith leaders and current and former lawmakers. In a bit, we'll get the latest on what's happening at the border with a Washington Post correspondent. First, Representative Mark Pocan spoke with us this morning. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. He visited McAllen, Texas over the weekend and toured one of the facilities housing these children. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, of course. Glad to be here.
Now, what did you see at this facility near the border?
Oh, a lot. You know, clearly the policy that the president's put forward, and it is the president's policy that's changed how things are being done at the border, is creating a lot of havoc, both from the people trying to manage the border to the real-life implications of people trying to get into the United States, whether it be for asylum or other purposes. The idea of separating children from their parents is really an important one. And, you know, when talking to the parents and seeing the children in essentially cages, this is just a practice that has to stop.
Can you talk a little more about what you saw with the kids themselves?
Yeah, it was really depressing. So we went to multiple facilities. In the first facility, the processing center, children 4 and under initially stay with a parent, even though the parents are separated. But the parents are separated from their children. Brothers are separated from their sisters. But if you're 4 or under, you can stay with a parent. But at 5, you're considered to be old enough to be put into essentially a pen or a cage, a chain link fence cage with about 50 other people you don't know. And then from there, you may wind up being sent to a detention center, which in one case is a former Super Walmart. It's now a Trump Super Detention Center. Where, again, children are not with their parents. When we talked to some of the parents who've had children taken away, when they told us where their children were, even though we were in Texas, in several cases, two people had children in Miami at a detention facility, one in New York. So they're sending people's children literally across the country in detention centers. This is just a practice that has no purpose. And the administration is only using this to try to somehow leverage money for a border wall, and it's done for all the wrong reasons. It's really the zero-tolerance policy has zero humanity, and we're there to see it up close.
The Trump administration has said, basically, they are now just fully enforcing laws that already existed. That's the only policy change. Congress could and should fix this, they say. What do you say to that?
Well, President Trump made the change. You don't go from 500 people in a facility in 6 weeks and then have 1,500 unless someone did something. And that's the change the president made. So either he's the most uninformed president in the 53 years I've been on the planet, or he's a liar. Either way, I don't feel very comfortable with the outcome. So this is a really abhorrent situation. The president's doing it just to try to get leverage for a wall, which is his kind of obsession, his Moby Dick moment, and it's really just an awful, awful practice that hurts us around the world, and is certainly hurting the children that we're separating from their parents.
And you called out Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Twitter. What do you think she's getting wrong about the border situation?
Everything. You know, I know that they feel that, you know, especially when someone's newer in a position, they have to support the president's policy. But at some point, you take an oath to the United States, not to a cult leader. And when you just repeat everything that the president says, especially when you know it's a lie about the conditions and what you're doing, then you are also complicit in these actions. And I would argue that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are also complicit. Paul Ryan may say he doesn't want children taken away, but the best way to show that is you put some legislation on the floor that deals just with that. And the legislation this week is putting money out for a wall, trying to, again, force this. And they still don't resolve this issue in their so-called compromise legislation, which is a compromise among Republicans, and I still don't think will pass through the Senate. So what we're doing is nothing as Congress, and doing nothing is complicit with the practice.
Have you heard from Republican colleagues, any of them who might be on board with something like that, legislation specifically targeting this issue?
There absolutely would be people if Paul Ryan would let it go to the floor. I mean, every first lady, Democrat and Republican, has spoken out against this practice. This is something that really does cross partisan lines. It's immoral to separate children, young children, from your parents. We were told by some mothers they don't ask you anything when they take away your children. Sometimes they lie to you. They say they're taking them to the next room to take photos, and you never see your child again. At the first facility, the intake processing center, I asked how long someone gets to see their child every day, and they said, they tried to give a non-answer. I said, 15 minutes, 2 hours? They go, well, at least 15 minutes. Well, the first person they set up for us to talk to had not seen their 13-year-old daughter for 2 days. So, you know, part of it is the people on the ground are trying to deal with this change that the president did, and there's no way to really implement it as fast as it's happening. And, you know, it makes it really tough on the people who are actually there working in these facilities trying to help children. When you have growth that's 3 times in 6 weeks, you just can't handle it.
What do you make of the reaction you've seen from the public on this issue?
The public is absolutely against this policy. I've seen it across almost every political division, every demographic. You know, they tried to somehow use the Bible to justify this. There was an outcry among many people that you would argue might be in Donald Trump's base. This is something that across the board we should all be opposing because it's wrong. You don't do this just to support the president. This is something where you help the president realize he made a bad mistake if you're an ally. And yet we're not seeing enough Republicans stand up to do that. So my hope is that as we get back to Congress this week, Wednesday, we are going to have amendments in my Appropriations Committee. The HHS budget is before us to try to deal with this, and we'll see if we can get Republicans to do the right thing.
Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Representative Mark Pocan is a Democrat who represents Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. He joins today to talk about what he saw while visiting the southern border of the U.S. and one of the facilities housing children separated from their families. Nick Miroff joins us now with the latest on the story. He's a national security correspondent for The Washington Post. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be with you.
You've been covering how this process is working, how children are separated, and whether or not they end up reuniting with their families. What are you seeing day-to-day down there?
Well, that's one of the biggest problems with the system, for especially for immigrant advocacy groups. The separation part is very quick and efficient, but the reuniting part is not. And so parents are in some cases unsure where their children have been sent to foster care. They're spending weeks, if not months, to get them back. And we're hearing some really awful stories of parents being deported back to Central America while their children remain in foster care.
Talk about the step-by-step process here. These parents are being charged with, I believe it's a federal misdemeanor. Do I have that right, first of all?
That's right. It's a misdemeanor charge, illegal entry. So in most cases, they go before a magistrate, and they're sentenced to time served after they plead guilty. Now, they could be sent from there into ICE detention. That's Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Those are the folks who would deport them. They await a deportation, but while they're in jail, they can't have their children back. So their children go to foster care, and they have limited contact with their children and a limited ability to coordinate a reunion, let alone know when that's going to occur.
And the big change, and there seems to be controversy about that, but the policy change here is that previously we didn't charge all of these parents with this misdemeanor, didn't start that legal process necessarily, and then thus they weren't separated from their children. Is that the essence of the policy change here?
That is the essence of the policy change. It's an effort by the Department of Justice and DHS to criminally charge 100% of the people who cross the border illegally with that crime. So that means parents who bring children are separated from their kids.
I want to listen to audio released yesterday by ProPublica, the news agency that illustrates the state the kids are at these facilities. Here's a listen.
Tenemos una orquesta. Faltaba el maestro.
The translation, I understand, is, well, we have an orchestra here, right? What's missing is a conductor. The audio that they obtained lasts about 8 minutes, featuring Border Patrol agents, consular workers, and others, and children throughout. What's been the reaction to this audio and just the general state of these detention centers?
Well, I think that the detention centers themselves have been less of an issue than just the sheer fact of, you know, the government deliberately doing this to people. The images of some of these children and families in a processing center in McAllen that has like chain link pens, the place that's nicknamed the dog kennel, has certainly upset many folks who maybe, you know, didn't realize that this center has been in operation for many years. But again, I think the thing that people are responding to most viscerally are, you know, instances like this, like the recording you just played, where you're just confronted with the suffering of young children that is being, you know, intentionally inflicted. And, you know, to have that done by the government is something that now we're seeing, you know, many Republicans just can't bear.
Talking to Nick Miroff, national security correspondent for The Washington Post, giving us the latest news on what's happening with children being separated from their parents at the Mexico-U.S. border. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about what's happening, this policy that leads to children being separated from their parents at the border? What questions do you have for our guest about the procedures and the politics here? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.